Big Bang.
Okay, good morning. I'd like to call this Finance Committee meeting to order for November 21st, 2023. We'll start with our acknowledgement of ensuring that we... I'm not having a good day. I'd like to call this meeting to order and begin by acknowledging that we are in Mi'kma'ki, the traditional unceded territory of the Mi'kmaq people. So we will start with nominations and election by ballot for chair. So if everyone can vote for their chair, and April will take your vote in the ballot box, which is empty, I think, to start. There we go. Thank you.
Okay, nominated for chair of the Finance Committee.
Okay, Councillor Vino. Deputy Mayor Oikle. Councillor Moore. Councillor Moore. Sorry, don't say it again. I don't have to. Right. Sorry about that. Councillor DeLong. Councillor Hubley. Councillor Bell. Councillor Hazem. Excuse me, we have to check for the mayor's email vote.
Yeah, just give me one second.
We're good. So on the ballot we have Councillor Vino, Moore, Hubley, Oikle, DeLong, Bell, and Hazem. Okay, Councillor Vino?
Can I remove my name, please? Thank you.
Certainly. Councillor Hubley?
Thank you, but please remove my name.
Okay.
All other names prepared to stay?
Are all other names prepared to stay?
You can remove mine.
Okay, Councillor Bell, removed.
Oikle isn't here to...
Well, we can leave her on. So we have on the ballot for the second round is Councillor Moore, DeLong, Councillors Moore, DeLong, Oikle, and Hazem. So we're just going to double check the policy. to...
Just to make sure I get the count.
We want to make sure we get the count process correct.
Where more than two persons nominated receives the least number of votes will be dropped.
On the second vote. Yes.
Nominated. Okay, on the first vote, to rank the votes of the members present, the name of the nominee who receives the least number of votes will be dropped. And they have to vote. Okay. That's why I'm assuming we're going to be doing this a couple of times.
Okay. Great. So we've got the clarification on the vote done. So I will start reading the names from the second ballot. I guess that's what we call it. Deputy Mayor Oikle. Councillor Haysom. Councillor Moore. Councillor DeLong. So we count three people. Oh, yeah. Councillor Haysom. Councillor Moore, Councillor Moore, mm-hmm. Councillor Moore, right? Right there. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Councillor DeLong, Councillor Moore, and that's empty. So we have we drop the lowest amount of votes. So would that be
Councillor Oikle?
Councillor Oikle.
Right.
Right. Okay. So okay. We do another round?
Yes.
Why? Because we have to.
When you have more.
We have more than two.
Must have six.
Yeah, we have to. Yeah, she's only had four.
I'll read you the policy statement.
Yes, you did. Yeah, fine.
Where more than two persons are nominated for election, a majority of the votes of the members present, the name of the nominee who receives the least number of votes will be dropped from the vote and the ballot, and the council votes again.
Right.
We
have to keep voting.
Yeah. Councillor DeLong.
Yes, Councillor DeLong.
At this point, can I drop my name from it?
I'd say yes, you
okay.
can.
And there will still be a vote carried out?
There would be for Councillor Moore and Councillor Haysom.
Okay, great. Thank you. I'd like to remove my name.
Okay. So we'll go for the next round with voting for Councillor Moore or Councillor Haysom.
Did you get Dylan's vote?
Yes.
Drop one name.
We did.
Now you roll. I have 10,000.
Yeah.
Now you only do it for three tries, and then I draw from it. No.
That's not what the policy said.
Let's just hope that it ends the way we want. Just
yeah,
give me a second.
Sure.
So we're going Moore and Haysom.
Find the recipe for shrimp dip.
My apologies.
Shrimp cocktail.
Okay, so we're ready for round three.
Mm-hmm.
Councillor Moore. Councillor Haysom.
Just one second.
No. Sorry.
I just want to let you know.
That's the mayor. We have to be more discreet. I know that, so I have to just pretend to be in case we look too much. You guys are fine.
Yeah.
No, I don't want
to. Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Certainly. Okay, so Councillor Moore. Councillor Moore. Councillor Moore. Councillor Moore.
Oh, I've lost track.
That's okay. Councillor Haysom. Councillor Haysom. Councillor Haysom. Councillor Haysom.
Oh, a tie. A tie. Is there a rehearsal?
Arm wrestle.
Yes.
We have five.
How can we have five if Councillor Oikle is
one,
voting?
Two, three, four,
oh,
five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10. The mayor.
Yeah, because we have 11 minus
one. We have 11 minus one, so there's 10 people voting, yeah. So there would be five and five is 10. We've counted that properly, I believe.
Gracefully.
So Councillor Moore has asked to withdraw her name. Which makes Councillor Haysom elected as chair.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Can you put up there? Wonderful.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so we have to be careful because they knew.
Okay, thank you very much. Okay, so could I have a motion to destroy the ballots? Moved by Councillor DeLong, seconded by Councillor Moore. All those in favor? And Mayor Bolivar-Getson, who's not up on my screen?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Motion carried. So next we do the nominations for vice chair. For Finance Committee. Okay.
This is nomination for vice chair, so we can start with that. Councillor Hubley. Councillor Hubley. Oh, I don't have to say it again. That's right. Sorry. Councillor DeLong. Bear with me. Councillor Bell. Councillor Moore. Last two here. Moore. Okay, so on the nominations, we have Councillor Bell, Councillor DeLong, Councillor Hubley, and Councillor Moore.
Okay, thank you. Councillor Bell, will you let your name stand? Okay, Councillor DeLong, yes, and Councillor Hubley?
Remove my name.
Okay. Okay, so we have Councillor Bell and DeLong.
Okay, so we're going to open up the ballot box and go for another round here for vice chair now.
Yes.
Yes, correct? Mm-hmm. So I have Councillor Bell, Councillor DeLong, Councillor DeLong, Councillor DeLong, Councillor Bell, Councillor Bell, Councillor Bell, Councillor DeLong, Councillor Bell, Councillor Bell. I believe that's six.
Yes.
For Councillor Bell. Yep. So, Councillor Bell, you're elected as vice chair.
Okay. Motion to destroy the ballots, moved by Councillor Moore, seconded by Councillor DeLong. All those in favor? Mayor Bolivar-Getson?
Yes.
Okay, motion carried. And they go up in flames. So, congratulations to Councillor Bell. I think that we probably covered our announcements, acknowledgements, and recognitions earlier today, but if there's anything anyone would like to add at this time? No? Okay. And for public input, I can see that there is nobody in the room here for public input. Could I have an approval of the agenda as submitted, moved by Councillor Hubley, seconded by Councillor Wynott? All those in favor? Mayor Bolivar-Getson?
Yes.
Motion is carried. Okay, is the approval of the minutes of October 3rd, 2023, as circulated, moved by Councillor Vino, seconded by Councillor DeLong. All those in favor? Mayor Bolivar-Getson?
Yes.
And that is approved. Okay, any business arising from the minutes? There are no presentations, no consideration of correspondence, and no recommendations from council at this time, so we will move on to staff reports from the finance department, and we'll pass it over to Elena. Ms. Wenzel.
Thank you, Madam Chair. If council wishes, we can share the variance reports to the screen. I'm plugged in as clerk, so if we just send that video presentation through. You don't know how to do that? Don't I just do this? Is that how I do it?
Yep.
see it? I guess through to the mayor. Can you see the variance report on your screen as well?
No, but I have a paper copy.
Okay. Okay, so are we okay to, we're okay to start? I think, oh, there we go. I think we'll get it.
Just take a moment.
It has to go here.
Yeah.
It's a video source, is this?
Yeah.
She might have hit the button on there.
There we go.
Okay, we're good. Okay, so you have your second quarter, to September 30th, 2023, variance report for you. We have commented on all variances, forecasted variances to budget over $1,000. On your screen right now, you're looking at the first page, which is the revenue variance. Overall, we have an operating surplus of about 2.2%, which is $857,000 budget variance. If you look at the revenue side, these are in the first quarter. I believe we talked about some of these things already, but we'll talk about them again. Tax revenue, we have completed appeals on 6%. Average value reduction, our budget estimate was 10%, so we are off by 4.1% on tax revenue, and that represents $490,000, so that's a significant amount of the revenue variance. $100,000, we're estimating additional in deed transfer tax. We're looking at about the similar amount to what we were getting pre-pandemic in 1920. A little bit more money from the federal provincial, what's called provincial PILT, it's in lieu grant. It's an in lieu grant for essentially federal properties in the municipality. So we're getting $5,900 more than we estimated. Recreation services, based on actual recreation revenues to date, another $7,400 we're expecting. Other revenue, fines, permits, rentals, interest, and a new one called LaHave Recoveries is $272,000. So the interest rates, if you remember, is we always budget conservatively, and interest rates, as we all know, since we set our budget, have been going up, and so the money that we have sitting in our accounts is gaining more interest. The LaHave sewer maintenance program, we knew that we were going to have some recoveries based on mitigation, so we have some costs for mitigation down below on the expenditure side, and a $71,500 recovery to offset that in the revenue side. We've got a little bit more farm acreage grant than we expected, a $3,300. We already reported in the first quarter about the co-op student grant, so that gives us $863,959 budget variance on the revenue side. Any questions, or should I just continue?
I think you can just continue.
Great, thank you. So moving on to the expenditures on this page. Under legal and advisory services, tax exemptions. The budget overage for low-income tax rebates per council approval, we had that discussed in a meeting ago or two. So we're continuing to accept applications on that $20,000 additional budget that we were given, as well as a 10% that staff or I have, or the treasurer has approved. The legal and advisory services in this category is for our equity, diversity, inclusion council coordinator that we thought we were going to hire for the full year, but they haven't been hired yet, so we just took those monies out because we know we're not going to spend them. We have a little bit of savings in municipal services, building maintenance costs, $3,000. Under government relations, communications, and municipal celebrations, most of the municipal celebrations are over. There's about a $2,000 budget less expenditure for those. Our overall grants, we're forecasting about $3,000 less based on a Rose Bay Wharf grant that wasn't taken, but I'm sure that's something that they're waiting for in recreation to do perhaps in another year when they get Rose Bay figured out with what they're doing there. Moving down, LaHave straight pipe remediation, there's $92,000 estimated cost to remediate straight pipes in the LaHave system. We know we have 71.5 in contractor and third-party recovery, which is in the revenue forecast above. We have reserves of 24,600 at year-end in 2023. We also continue to collect 10% on maintenance fees for future mitigation, so we don't anticipate that we're going to have – it'll be an in and an out, essentially. The Provincial Roads and NSTIR paving partnerships, council approved a paved shoulder overage for $720,000. More than what we had budgeted for, which shows as it comes out in the on the financing and transfers below. Municipal road maintenance, the summer maintenance is pretty much over, so there's about a $16,000 budget savings on that. In the recreation department, there's some program savings to budget, about $27,000. Some maintenance cost of $51,000 and admin staff at about $5,000, so that has an $81,000 variance on that.
I will just pass it over to Mayor Bolivar Getson with a question.
I want to back up to the operating or the grants to organizations. And under election costs, Elena, I think I've asked this before, but we are we still budgeting annually for the election, the upcoming election?
Yes, actually, we have a transfer that we do $50,000 a year for the election, so that by the time that the election comes, we have collected $150,000 of the $200,000 estimated cost for the election. So yes.
This line here is actually what, when it says election costs?
That's the line that would be for the actual costs when we have an election.
Okay.
Right.
And the other question that I have is down on recreation, staffing, facilities, and program. Estimated savings in programs, 27K, parks, staffing, and maintenance costs. So we're not able to fulfill our obligations that we had budgeted for our parks, or this is operating, correct?
Yes, this is operating, and these were estimated costs for parks, staffing, and maintenance that the engineering department had in the budget for the year, and I was...
It seems to be a large number, 51,000, I guess. That's almost a complete person, probably.
Well, it's got to do with maintenance as well, and I'm not... I think some of those maintenance costs perhaps were in the capital budget, so there was some capital work done, and they didn't have to do operating maintenance. That's my guess, but I... Perhaps
okay.
Trudy can speak to that, or Steve from the engineering department.
Okay, we have Ms. Payne joining us, and Mr. Pace.
Yes, I think some of the staffing costs, and Stephen can correct me if I'm wrong, we did have one park staff that didn't complete. He took another position, so that would account for some.
One leave and went back to school, and another fellow retired.
And to be quite frank...
So did that reflect our operations, I guess, in our parks? Being able to carry out some of those capital projects were staff. Our own staff, were they not?
Yes, most of them were our own staff. And I think we were able to achieve, Maria, working with the maintenance staff, were able to maintain all our standards of that we had set out for the year. And it was sort of a year of learning as well as we continue to develop the standards and improve our operational efficiencies. So it was kind of a learning year for us moving forward into next year.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, and I do want to pass it over to Deputy CAO Alex Demerick.
Thanks very much. Just to build on what Stephen had said, your staff team working on the Recreate Parks project is preparing a presentation for council, which will cover some of the highlights from the maintenance season this year. I don't want to steal all of their thunder. But you will certainly see that there has been an improved level of maintenance carried out in all of our parks and a more consistent and organized approach to that. So the savings don't reflect a decrease in the service level to our residents. It's in fact an increase. And there'll be more on that in a detailed presentation from Marta and Maria in the next month or so.
Yeah, and if I can just comment, because to echo Stephen, we really didn't know what we were going to need for maintenance. So the maintenance budget for each park was increased by about 20%. We were just really taking a guess at the time, to be honest. And so we wanted to make sure we had adequate funding. So I think the good news is were able to maintain those standards without utilizing all the funds.
Okay. Thank you. I will pass it back to Elena. Mayor, I assume you're putting your hand down, or do you have another question? Okay. Back to Elena.
Thank you. Thank you so much. So if we move down to the financing and transfer section of your expenditure budget, that's $720,000 differential for the Martins River paved shoulders, as well as we had set up $100,000 from reserve to balance our budget last fiscal, but based on the variances that we have, we're not going to need that, so we'll leave that sit in reserves. The only other thing is under sewage collection disposal revenue and expenditures. We know that's an in and out. We collect area rates for that. There was increased cost for membranes, which was a significant part of that $26,000, almost just over 20 of it, I think. And they set up the snow removal contract, and looks like it might be a little bit over, but we certainly have saved in other areas. So, and then the net result is that we have an $857,000 forecast variance, which is 2.2% of our annual budget for the year.
Okay, thank you. Are there any questions? No? Okay. Seeing none, we will move on to the capital status report.
Thank you, Madam Chair. So we can look at our capital status report. As you know, what we do is we look at our budgets, we look at the variances, we do a forecast on what we think it's going to cost and any variances. So staff have really commented on every capital project. So I think in prior meetings, we just kind of look at the whole page, and if there's any questions on this page, we can certainly answer them.
Does anyone have any questions on this page? Mayor Bellaver-Getson.
Thank you. I'm just looking at the accessibility legislation placeholder and the plan improvement. And is that equipment ordered? We're talking about a Mobi mat and some other things there for accessibility.
Okay. Equipment. Well, Ms. Payne?
No, it hasn't been ordered to date. We're waiting for the park accessibility audits. The report was supposed to be in my hands last Friday, but the consultant has now told me it won't be in my hands until this Friday. Before we went ahead and ordered the Mobi mats, we want to make sure that, you know, we're putting in the right amount of order because there might be more than one that's recommended from the park accessibility audit. So I'd like to order the appropriate equipment for the appropriate parks based on those assessments. And I know that this has been a long process, and I feel your own frustration, I feel as well as my own, but I want to make informed decisions around that. We do have funding grant in place, and I'm well aware of that. We do have to have it spent by March 31st. So I'm very hopeful that can happen.
I guess even if we look at one park or we look at something in another fiscal year, I guess I would not like to lose that grant money. And I know that we have been talking about this for many, many years. So I would like to see us order some equipment before the end of the fiscal year. So I'm hoping that that will be able to happen.
That is definitely the intent. I do know that we have a deadline of March 31st to have the funding spent. So I'm conscious of that, and I'm hopeful that the parks assessment audit will be complete, and we'll be doing the parks update, I believe, in January. So it is my intent. I won't let the grant money go by. We'll order.
Okay. Thank you. Councillor Statton.
This may not be the right place for this question, but I'll ask it anyway. Maybe we can have some clarification later. I'm confused as to who's responsible for what in the parks. I ask a question, I'm told it's engineering. I ask another question, I'm told it's recreation, so could we have some kind of an explanation as to who's responsible for what? Is it parks overall, or is it particular parks, or how is that carried out?
Okay, I'll pass it over to Tom.
Yeah. So generally, if it's a programming question, that's a recreation issue. If it has to do with the hard asset, that would generally be an engineering issue.
So when we ask Trudy, has the equipment been ordered, should we be asking Stephen, has the equipment been ordered?
No.
No? Because the equipment is part of programming?
So the equipment wouldn't be capital.
So it's only capital?
Well, no, in the sense that if it's a trail, if you have a question about trail maintenance, that's an engineering question. If you have a question about trail use, that would be a recreation question.
So if I have a question about the parks and the maintenance, that's engineering.
Right.
And if I have a question about the programs in the parks, that's Trudy.
That's recreation, yep.
Okay.
And tourism would be in recreation as well.
Okay, Councillor Moore.
I just have a question here when it's the line there that says tax bill portal. And, again, maybe this isn't where it should be, but we had trouble with the tax bills being sent out with the RR routes. Has that been fixed?
Go ahead.
The issues with the RR routes were that taxpayers had change of addresses that they didn't follow through on.
Right.
So they didn't let us know, or the land registry, or
right.
PVSC.
Yeah.
So what we did in the tax department was all the return mail that came to the RR routes this year, we readdressed them with the civic number on them, and we mailed them back out.
Perfect.
With a letter asking the people to, you know, make sure that they let us know to update their address, because we're not allowed to update an address without
right.
something in writing from the property owner.
Exactly.
So that's what we did.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, and if I could, I just had a question about the ball fields. How did it go with the grubs? Gone?
It went very well.
Excellent.
Yeah, better than expected. We engaged Elmsdale Landscaping, which are really, I'd say, provincial leaders in this kind of sort of remediation, and so they were treated with pest treatment and a fairly rugged fertilizer regime, and so they've really sprung back well, and we've actually had one ball field closed all year and resawed it, sections of it, so they're really in great shape. And so moving forward, we're going to really put a very strict maintenance program in place to make sure we don't lose them again. So it's been quite successful and under budget.
Okay, excellent. I'll pass it back to Ms. Wenzel.
Thank you, Madam Chair. So we can move on to the next page, which is our climate change and economic development projects. Is there any questions on this page?
Any questions? I have one question about the one missing panel on the roof over here. Is it? There's just one blank space. Is that coming back, or does it matter?
I haven't noticed it. Maybe a roof vent or something.
It looks like just one panel missing. Maybe I come in this
way. I'll have a look.
Okay.
I think it's just maybe there's probably something obstruction in the way. I think it should be all complete now.
Okay.
In fact, the final agreements have been signed, so we should be. We're just days away, I think, now from getting the 100 kilowatt.
Amazing.
Service, yeah.
That's great. Mayor Bolivar Getson.
I guess the Conquerall Bank panels, solar panels that are going on the wastewater treatment plant, are those installed?
No, we're Polarom is the successful supplier of the system, and we're working with them. It's a ground mount system, so they're having to schedule the geotechnical work, and we're reviewing the designs, and they're so that's in progress. We're having a meeting tomorrow with them to kind of get the latest schedule. They're proposing that they would be putting the foundations in January and install the panels in March by year end. That's the
so this is a project, I guess, that we can get in and complete it in this fiscal year is my concern.
That's the plan. It's well in with just some weather concerns now with doing foundation work in January that we have concerns with that we're meeting with on tomorrow, but that's kind of the timetable.
So this tender was awarded quite a while ago.
Yes.
And I guess that's my concern with our capital projects, that we're always at the 11th hour here trying to get to complete it by year end, and then we contend with weather. And I still question whether or not we should be tendering in the fall for the upcoming budgeted items. I think we do this a little backwards on some of these.
Yes, and I think Polaron, I think they're used to residential work, a lot of roof mount, and so we're having some challenges on the installation and the geotechnical aspects of it. And we had to organize the layout of the site given the proposed expansion, a small expansion with the caustic soda building expansion down there. It's coming next year, so we had to play with there's been a fair amount of dialogue and meetings back and forth between us and Polaron trying to get it all designed right.
Okay, thank you. Councillor DeLong?
Thank you. Am I correct in thinking that wayfinding has been moved out from under economic development and into recreation? Yeah. Was this statement completed before that happened, or
the category of, if I may, Madam Chair, the category was still an economic development project because it drives economic development, but recreation is looking after it, so the responsibility has shifted. But the category, you've got to remember, in the Municipal Government Act, the category really hasn't changed. So I mean, I can see that you could put it in both, and because it was an economic development project for a few years, and you approved this budget as an economic development project, that's where it is. It doesn't mean it can't move to recreation, but we don't really have a category for it other than parks, I guess, on this budget. But it certainly is a responsibility for recreation, but it was approved under an economic development category.
Oh, that makes sense. Just wanted to make sure I understood whose responsibility was what.
Okay, we have Councillor Oichel and then Councillor Vino.
Thank you. I'm just wondering, did not Polaron, when they put their bid in, know where they were putting these solar panels, and were they not prepared to know that they really didn't know? Like because they were doing hoses and that they were going to be doing it at a waste site, were they not aware of the challenges that they would run into before they put their bid in?
I think that I think that's been some of the education with working with them, is to educate them on some of the things that we require, like geotechnical work before the foundations go in. They're proposing helix piles, which the steel piles going in, so we've had questions back and forth with them on that, and they've had engaged geotechnical engineers, which I don't think they normally perhaps would have. So I think the solar industry is fairly new, and so the players are getting more informed as they go along, getting bigger projects. And that was one of our concerns with going out to too many projects initially, because it's a fairly new industry, and so there's going to be education involved on all parties. But we're hopeful that we'll end up with a good project in the end. But it's been a bit more time-consuming, a lot more dialogue back and forth with our engineering department, with those folks and their designers as well, to get everything worked out.
Okay, thank you. And Councillor Vino.
Thank you. Under the wayfinding component, with projects being wrapped up, there's a new RFP being issued. How come it wasn't done in just one big project? And will it take another 3 years to finish that whole project up?
My understanding is the initial award was for 1 year only, and it was for two proponents were awarded different pieces of the work. Through that, we did notice that there was some signs missing that's nobody's fault. You just, as you're working through the process, you identify missing elements. So we have re-engaged Fathom to update the strategy. There was some things missing, like tampering the bolts down on the signs that you got to be very specific with these contractors. Like we had a couple of the signs stolen. So we're adding pieces into this RFP. I just got the draft actually yesterday to review. Still the intent to put it out, and it would be to have the work completed by March 31st, 2026. So it would be we'd be awarding the contract over 2 and a bit years.
And follow up.
And so that would come back to council.
And with an RFP like that, first of all, I want to say I've got many compliments on the signs. So the sooner they're done,
I hear you.
Even better. Is it basically that you do a facility edit, like you let them know you want this park done or you want this place done, rather than say everything needs to be done, you have 3 years to do it?
No, we'll have a
look?
So part of the what will be in the request for proposal is this is the sequence that we want them, and it has to be completed. Yeah. So
okay. Councillor Statton.
Thank you. On the wayfaring strategy, it's projects from last year being wrapped up. So some of the park signs have a garden around them. There are metal pieces that's sticking out of the ground have been covered with some foliage, but some of them haven't. So when you say that, do you mean that these are going to be finished, or is it going to be in the next RFP?
We are still going back and forth with one of the consulting companies or contractors and with some deficiencies that we still need to have upgraded out of this current contract.
Have they been paid the full amount of the contract?
Some pieces of it, but some of it not.
Yep. So we still have some money left that we could have it finished if that were the case?
Yes.
A little bit. That's comforting to know.
Okay, are there any further questions on this page? Okay, we'll pass it back to Ms. Wenzel.
Thank you again, Madam Chair. So we're getting through this. This is great. So the next section is trail development and the start of parks and open space projects.
Okay, are there any questions on this page? No. Councillor Vino.
Under the art on the trail and in the parks, with the proposals that will come forward, do those come back to council to look at and decide what facilities or parks they will go to and what options are there for the actual art itself?
So in our procurement, if there's a bid over $25,000, it comes back. But if there's one under that, according to the procurement, it wouldn't have to. And we did have two proposals come in. We have recently awarded one piece of artwork that falls under the threshold of the $25,000. It will be a piece of art in the La Have Sunset Park. It will be a pencil walk. We'll be looking that, and that's the only art on the trail we'll be doing this year just because of weather. So we'll be looking at other possible parks and trails next year.
Okay. Any further questions? All right, we'll continue.
Thank you. So we'll move on to the rest of the parks and open spaces and the paving projects with the beginning of wastewater, water, and environmental protection.
Okay, do we have any questions or comments on this page? Okay, seeing nothing, we can carry on.
Yes, thank you. So finishing up, we have the rest of our water, wastewater, environmental protection projects showing that as of September 30th, we have spent $981,000. We're forecasting to spend $8.8 million, which is a $608,000 variance to the total project cost of $9.4
million. Can't get my hand up, but...
Oh, go ahead.
Trying to find the buttons there. Just looking at this, we've only spent $115,000, and we plan on
spending another $1.9 million before year end? Are these big projects, the inflow and infiltration mitigation, all these things going to be carried out by them?
I'll take that. The New Germany I&I project, that has been awarded to Dexter, and we've been working on some alternate methods that will be less disruptive and are going to lead to some cost saving. We're looking at some less excavation work, both in the manholes and on some of the lines. So they are scheduled to complete that this year.
Okay, because we're 4 months and going into winter.
Yeah. And where you're doing not that much excavation, it won't be as difficult to achieve because we have been pushing Dexter, and they feel they can do it in the next month or so. They're just getting the equipment lined up, but it is apparently still a go with Dexter. We had some delay coming up with the alternate methods. Rather than actually digging up and replacing all these lines, there's new technology that we actually line the pipes, and we've had some very good success with that. And instead of excavating around the exterior of manholes and sealing them that way, we're actually going to be grouting them from internal, and our consultants actually favored that method. So by doing all those things, we're actually leading to cost saving and less disruption. So it took a while to kind of work through that, so that's why they're slow getting started.
I'm going to go back to my original comment, and I see we have contracts out there, or design is completed for the is it Conquerall Bank or Cookeville? Which one? Cookeville plant expansion. So design only this year, but the intent was for more than that, was it not? The intent was for that to be completed. We've got a $345,000 variance, and I guess, is this going to be tendered then for the actual work before next year? Because I guess we're carrying projects over from year after year. And I guess I would like to have some of these completed in the fiscal year to move forward with new things that council would like to see carried out.
Yeah, so EXP is the lead consultant on that. And I think we were looking originally of going to tender in March, which would have completed the design. And we're now looking at May of next year for tender. So some of there is some design carryover with that. So that project is actually moving along fairly well, just a little bit behind schedule, about 3 months behind schedule, and that's why there's probably that deferral of some of that design fee. But we are looking at tendering right now. The target's still holding up at May 2024.
So we do not have the design completed for that?
No, there's been a pre-design report, which we've been reviewing. It's a huge 80-page document. It's a very involved plant redesign, the design itself is there's still, we've been at May 2024 as a tender date for some months now, and they are it is moving along with that. But that would, when we originally would have done this a year ago, we had anticipated a little bit more ambitiously, I guess.
Okay. Are there any further questions or comments? Okay, seeing none, thank you very much, Ms. Wenzel, for this report. There are no added items and no in-camera items, so I would ask for a motion to adjourn from Councillor Wynot and seconded by Councillor Bell. All those in favor? Mayor Bellever-Getson?
Yes.
That motion is carried. A meeting is adjourned. Thank you all very much.